The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Once they get here, the Biden administration will give them food supplies that you can't buy. Those would include baby formula.
My oath of office is to the U.S. Constitution, not to any foreign nation. We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy.
First he calls kids racist, and then he calls parents domestic terrorists. Then they can't feed their babies, but we can feed the Ukrainian war machine. We can feed the illegal alien babies. It's sad.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
It's hard to sit here in a radio studio and consider pallets of baby formula being sent to illegals at facilities along our southern border, and American citizens can't get their hands on baby formula. That's really, really hard to comprehend. Pallets of baby formula are being sent to holding facilities at the border, according to Congressperson Kat Kamick, Republican from Florida. She said that in our own district at home, we cannot find baby formula, but she posted a video where there are pictures and images of pallets of food being sent to the border. A concerned Border Patrol agent brought it to her attention. The pictures come from the Ursula Processing Facility in Texas, where thousands are being housed and processed and then released. A Border Patrol agent for over 30 years contacted Congresswoman Kat Kamick and said, you will not believe the shipment I just brought in. He's been a Border Patrol agent for 30 years. He's never seen anything quite like it. He's a grandfather. He's saying that his own children, his own grandchildren, cannot get baby formula. But that's all right. The Biden administration has things under control. Not to panic. Circle Back has the answer on her next to last day. Today is her final day before she becomes an MSNBC star, which, compared to the Fox News ratings, that's a little bit like being the tallest little person in the room. But she will be an MSNBC star where she belongs after months and months of spinning for Joe Biden. Listen to what she said when one of the reporters said, well, what are we supposed to do? What are women in America supposed to do who desperately need baby formula for their infants?
Since you said it was a public health question, which agency should that question be directed to? Just the very practical, immediate question of if you can't find formula and you need it for your baby to eat, what should they be doing?
We would certainly encourage any parent who has concerns about their child's health or well-being to call their doctor or pediatrician.
Take two aspirin. Call me in the morning. I'll be at MSNBC in my makeup. In my makeup chair, getting ready for my close-up. Call your doctor, moms. What are you supposed to call your doctor? What are you supposed to say to your doctor if your doctor can't get? Why is your doctor going to get a hold of baby formula and you can't? You think the doctor has a special magic pass to baby formula? Let's listen together to this congresswoman from Florida. She posted this video on Facebook day before yesterday.
But something that I absolutely have to share with you right now is the craziness of the empty shelves Biden movement and the fact that they are sending pallets, pallets of baby formula to the border. Meanwhile, in our own district, at home, we cannot find baby formula. This is a picture from a Target. Oh, it's upside down. Sorry. Okay. We literally are struggling to find baby formula around the country. Moms are struggling going from store to store to store. And then the stores are actually capping the amount of baby formula that they will sell them. But, and this got sent to me by a Border Patrol agent this morning and said, this is disgusting. You will not believe this. They're receiving pallets and more pallets of baby formula at the border. This was taken at Ursula processing facility where thousands are being housed and processed and then released subsequently into the United States. So think about this. This is what America Last looks like. This is 100% what it looks like. And in response, Congress, we actually, before I even got these photos, we were working with our colleagues on the Energy and Commerce Committee and ranking member Kathy McMorris Rogers, who is doing a bang up job. She put together a letter that they're finalizing right now, going to the White House, going to the administration, demanding answers. And it is hands down one of the most frustrating experiences. So while Congress is trying to basically figure out what all is happening, sorry, I'm getting ready to go to a meeting. So I'm walking out of the office right now. They're sending pallets of baby formula to the border. And if that doesn't infuriate you, I don't know what will.
If that doesn't infuriate you, I don't know what will. I like the way she framed what the left and the Democrats embrace. America Last policies. That's the way to counter Donald Trump in their mind. Instead of America first, let's make sure America is last. Jesse Waters had his own unique take on this reprehensible situation yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Why are we feeding illegal babies ahead of American babies? Why can illegals get baby formula from border agents, but we can't get it at Walgreens? Does any of this make sense? None of this is rocket science. For instance, we have oil in Alaska. Gas just broke a record. It's almost, what, $4.50 a gallon? What does Joe Biden do today? Shuts down a massive oil lease in the state of Alaska. Is anybody in the White House thinking? Inflation is at a record high, so how about we stop spending and stop printing, right? It's the same thing with defund the police. We want to treat everybody on the street with respect, but we want to give the police the tools to fight crime. Everybody agrees with that. Judge Jeanine said the other day, Mayor Adams in Manhattan, taking thousands of guns off the street, but the crime is going up. Why? Because we're not taking the criminals off the street.
He's right, incidentally, that the Biden administration announced it is canceling the sale of a massive oil and gas lease location in Alaska. He also canceled two leases under consideration in the Gulf of Mexico. There's a theme that has been emerging from this audience, and the theme is pretty simple, that the Democrats aren't doing this accidentally. This is intentional. They are intentionally trying to do great harm to the United States of America. I got to turn all this over to you. It's Friday. We made it to Friday, May 13th. Friday the 13th. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I hope you join me. I got to get your reaction to this. Tell me what you think the American people are going to do about this. Are we going to just keep taking it? We're sending pallets of baby formula to the border, but American citizens can't get access to it. Moms can't get access to baby formula. And despite the record high price of gas in the U.S., the Biden administration canceling a huge oil and gas lease in Alaska. This is intentional, right? Is there any doubt in your mind? This can't be accidental. 1-800-655-MIKE, one open phone line. I hope you join me on a Friday. please jump on board and let me know what you think, because I need some normal voices. I got to get some sanity. I need a big, giant dose of clarity and sanity, and nobody does it better than this audience. Join me, 1-800-655-6453.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble.com and SalemNewsChannel.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on SalemNewsChannel.com and Rumble.com.
Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep of our lives. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Trust me, they look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. He found the world's best cotton in an area called Giza. Well, his incredible deal is the sale of the year for Team Gallagher. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off these Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99, and for a limited time with any purchase, you'll get Mike's softcover book free when you use the promo code MikeG. It's an inspirational story of Mike's life. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Mike Gallagher Listener's Square, and use the promo code MikeG. Along with this offer, you'll get the deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the pillow that started it all. $69.98 ordinarily, just $19.98 with promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. This is definitely intentional. These people are trying to ruin the country, sir. We have to stop them at every possible corner we can. This is horrible. The baby formula stuff, just if I had a baby right now, my head would explode.
Can you imagine how hysterical a mother must be who needs baby formula in America? The baby can have an allergic reaction if the baby doesn't get the right formula. And of course, I love that we're focused on babies just as much as I love that we're focused on unborn babies with this leaked Alito memo. I want you to see the matter of life. This is a real, real powerful example of clarity killing controversy. There shouldn't be controversy about late-term abortion. There shouldn't be controversy about the barbaric act of ripping the baby from the womb. Tracy Robinson is the director of this film. She's been in the film and video industry for over a decade, primarily as a video editor. She joins us now to talk about the movie that I know she is very proud of. Tracy, welcome. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great.
You must be, you feel like you're right in the middle of the storm right now with this Roe v. Wade
Absolutely.
Debate. And the movie is so timely. It's going to be in theaters in what they call those Fathom events, May 16th and 17th. The movie addresses the issue of abortion through science, philosophy, and history. And I love what you said, and I've borrowed your phrase, clarity kills controversy. Tell me about the evolution of this important movie and why it was so important for you to get behind it and direct it.
Well, the origin of this movie started back in 2016, 6 years ago, and my background's in film and video production, and I was commissioned on and off to do testimonial videos and promotional videos for a pro-life pregnancy resource center in California, and I had never heard of a pregnancy center before, but I really admired what they were doing to help women in their time of need, but I wasn't very concerned about the abortion issue. I didn't think it was a big deal in the grand scheme of things. I was pretty much in the mushy middle and apathetic. And it wasn't until my friends at the Pregnancy Resource Center invited me to an apologetics night, and the topic was going to be the case against abortion. And I thought, well, I'll go and check it out and see what my pro-life friends are talking about. And in less than 2 hours, the speaker, Alan Schliemann of Stand to Reason, he gave a clear, concise argument for the full humanity of the unborn child from the moment of conception. And the logic and the clarity and just the simplicity of this message really struck me. And he invited us to look at fetal development and the aftermath of abortion imagery. And the reality hit me hard. And I knew pretty much then and there that this needed to be a documentary, that this information needed to be a compelling movie, because I knew that there were so many people in my shoes who had never heard this message before. As an evangelical Christian in my late 20s, nobody had told me the basic pro-life message before, the basic case of the humanity of an unborn baby. Even going through public school and church and my family, none of these places really broached the topic. And so I was subscribed to the euphemisms of the culture.
I want to talk to you about the culture for a moment. I want to play a clip for you. Mm-hmm. This is some prominent progressives, Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, yesterday on ABC's The View. They were trying to reason, I guess, with the one conservative on the panel, a young woman named Alyssa Griffin. I want to play this exchange for you and then talk more about your movie. Matteroflife.org is the website for all the details about the May 16th and 17th Fathom events screening of these movies. You can see it in movie theaters all over the country, and then I'll tell you how to watch it at home as well. But first, to yesterday's The View.
This is an uncomfortable conversation we have to have. At what point does a baby in the womb have rights?
Listen,
separate from
it doesn't matter what you think, when you think it is. If I don't think
is it the ninth month? Is it the third trimester? I don't have to tell you. It's none of your business.
It's your decision.
Yeah.
What you do with your body and how your family
it's
works.
A really
and for me, I don't care what your religious beliefs are.
But it's not even religion. It's
but it
really
is.
Important philosophical
this is all based.
Wait, Rob is freaking out.
I've got to just say, honestly, Tracy, the casualness with which these prominent women just throw away any rights whatsoever for that unborn baby, even a late term, baby, 8-9 months in the womb, is chilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's disheartening to listen to clips like that, especially on The View on national TV.
Millions of people
where
watching.
So many people are reached.
Yeah,
but I'm so proud of her for at least people are listening to that opposing
right.
argument. They're listening to the reason. Yeah,
well, this
they
is
are.
A way.
This is a way
to see this argument played out, because right now, of course, we stand at a critical juncture. The legal framework of Roe v. Wade is in jeopardy. I pray that it is. And I pray that everybody sees the Matter of Life. Again, it's a Fathom events in theaters all over the country, May 16th and 17th. And then in June, it's going to be on our Salem Now platform as well. So listen, if you want to see clarity, killing controversy, go to matteroflife.org. Head over to matteroflife.org for all the information about this new film. And then you can order your tickets there for the Fathom events, see it in theaters, and then be ready to also to watch it at home. Matteroflife.org for all the details. Tracy Robinson, director of Matter of Life, thank you for your perseverance and your dedication to this important issue. Keep fighting the good fight, and thank you for joining us on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Once they get here, the Biden administration will give them food supplies that you can't buy. And those would include baby formula.
My oath of office is to the U.S. Constitution, not to any foreign nation. We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy.
First he calls kids racist, and then he calls parents domestic terrorists. Then they can't feed their babies, but we can feed the Ukrainian war machine. We can feed the illegal alien babies. It's sad.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I've said this many, many times. It's unbelievable what condition the United States is being put into as a result of the Democrats in control. A baby formula shortage in the United States of America? While baby formula is apparently being sent to illegals who are housed in facilities along our southern border? I can't even put into words the rage that Americans should be feeling. Congresswoman Kat Kamek from Florida was apparently tipped off by a Border Patrol agent who can't believe his eyes. He's seen pallets of baby formula being sent to illegals at our southern border while American citizen moms can't find baby formula on the shelves. There are a lot of fighters in Congress. One of them is Marjorie Taylor Greene, congresswoman from Georgia. Whatever you think of her, and I know she's controversial and she's a pretty fiery woman, she definitely has an America First ideology. As Congresswoman Kat Kamek put it, the left and the Biden administration seems to have an America Last ideology. So listen to what Marjorie Taylor Greene said on the floor of Congress this week regarding the aid that the Biden administration wants the American taxpayer to fork over to Ukraine. And she puts it in context with the baby formula crisis we're facing. Listen to this.
Thank you. I rise in opposition to the Ukrainian supplemental bill, $40 billion. But there's no baby formula for American mothers and babies. An unknown amount of money to the CIA in the Ukraine supplemental bill, but there's no formula for American babies and mothers. $54 million in COVID spending in Ukraine, but there's no formula for American babies and mothers. $900 million for nonprofits and organizations in Ukraine, but there's no formula for American babies and mothers. $8.7 billion for economic support and funding in Ukraine, but there's no formula for American mothers and babies. If this is about claiming that it's about saving lives, let's be real. Then we would care about war-torn countries like Ethiopia. So that's a bunch of hypocrisy because I never hear Ethiopia brought up here. Totally ignoring, completely ignoring our own border crisis, our own baby formula crisis, and brutal inflation, skyrocketing gas prices that no one can afford, but $40 billion for Ukraine? Stop funding regime change and money laundering scams and U.S. politician cover-ups of their crimes in countries like Ukraine. The American people do not support paying for constant U.S. involvement in foreign affairs while our own government fails our own country. Let me remind everyone here, we swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and our borders. We should be paying attention to our country right now. I yield back. Thank you.
Is she wrong? I mean, right away, I think it was Jamie Raskin or somebody chastised her from the floor. They hate her. I know they hate her. They held hearings to try to remove her from office. Could it be that her America First insistence is what makes her public enemy number one? Listen to what Tucker Carlson said last night on Fox News about the prioritizing of baby formula for illegals, but not American citizens.
Instead, your representatives in Washington just voted to send yet another $40 billion to the Ukrainian oligarchs who paid off the president's son. That's what happened. And it's just the latest check that Congress has cut them. You can add it to the approximately $14 billion they've already spent on Ukraine. That brings the total as of tonight to more than $54 billion. How much is that? Well, for perspective, it is more than we spent per year on average on the war in Afghanistan, a war that began with a direct attack on the United States. $54 billion, that's about as much as Russia, the country, spends on its entire armed forces over the course of a full year. It is a ludicrous amount.
Wow, that's clarity. That's perspective. That is astounding. Let's listen again some more of Tucker Carlson, cut number 9, talking a little bit about the baby food, the formula being sent to the border, but not to Americans.
You're seeing footage from our Bill Malusian right on the screen, one of the only reporters who's been covering the disaster at our border. The pictures you're looking at show a group of more than 100 illegal aliens crossing into this country to Eagle Pass, Texas. Now, there are only two Border Patrol agents on the scene. Clearly, they're outmatched. By the way, they're not coming from Mexico. They're coming from faraway places like Venezuela and Cuba, which, by the way, is an island. Why are they coming? Because Joe Biden left our screen door open. Once they get here, the Biden administration will give them food supplies that you can't buy. And those would include baby formula. A Florida congresswoman called Kat Kamek says these illegal aliens are getting, quote, pallets of baby formula from the Biden administration. As Kamek put it, quote, they're sending pallets of baby formula to the border. Meanwhile, in our own district here at home, we cannot find baby formula. We reached out to Customs and Border Protection to find out how much baby formula the agency has purchased. They would not tell us. It's not their duty to respond to the public, apparently, but they didn't deny that they had bought it. A spokesman told us that, quote, ensuring migrants have formula is in line with this administration's commitments. So how much more are these people going to take, you wonder? It's too humiliating.
How much more are people going to take? It's hard to believe anymore that this is all accidental. This is by design. This is absolutely deliberate. These catastrophes are intentionally self-afflicted. Self-induced. Inflation, that's a deliberate Biden choice. As Victor Davis Hanson wrote, for short-term political gain, he kept printing trillions and trillions of dollars, incentivizing labor non-participation. The administration wants no border. The common denominator in all of this, he writes, is ideology overrules common sense and pragmatism. The left has no confidence in constitutional government or common sense. So left-wing elites will do their best to ignore Supreme Court decisions, illegally cancel student debts, and likely by the fall issue more COVID lockdowns. Oh yeah, that's coming too. You wait and see. It'll happen right before the midterm elections. You wait and see. Biden said it yesterday. They're telling us what they're going to do. Biden telegraphed this yesterday. Listen to Grandpa Joe talking about another COVID wave.
You know, we're going to face together global health crises. This is not the last one we've had. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So we have to invest now, now. We have to secure political commitments now. We have to start working to prevent the next variant and the next pandemic now.
Now. Now we got to take action. Probably between now and November 8th, right, Grandpa Joe? That's the now you mean, right? It's urgent, right? Yeah, there's a sense of urgency. They're going to try to burn it all down before we can try to put the grown-ups back in control again in November. Now, people are so angry that I'm getting these typical, we got to take to the streets, take up arms. No, we don't burn buildings down. Our side is better than that. Our side is smarter than that. We're not going to resort to violence. But every single American better be part of the process of moving heaven and earth to make sure that November 8th is a landslide. It begins with taking control of Washington, D.C. And the first giant step will be to get control of the House and Senate. The first step will be to replace school boards that are woke. The first step will be to elect governors who have the clarity and the common sense of being a Republican and a conservative. This is intentional. They're trying to burn it all down, and we're not going to let them. It's Friday the 13th, May the 13th, 2022. Welcome into the ReliefFactor.com studios. I hope you join me. 1-800-655-MIKE. One open phone line. And listen, spare me. Don't call and tell me we need to resort to violence. I'm not going to entertain that. I know you're mad. We're all angry. We're all frustrated. But we better be smart. We can't be angry and stupid. We're not the radical left that burns a McDonald's down when we don't get our way. Please remember that. 800-655-MIKE. I hope you join me.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com. This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Once they get here, the Biden administration will give them food supplies that you can't buy. And those would include baby formula.
My oath of office is to the U.S. Constitution, not to any foreign nation. We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy.
First he calls kids racist, and then he calls parents domestic terrorists. Then they can't feed their babies, but we can feed the Ukrainian war machine. We can feed the illegal alien babies. It's sad.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
I always like it when we make it to Friday because it feels like week after week, month after month, we're struggling as a country. An open border. I read an article by Victor Davis Hanson. I don't even want to share it with you. It's that depressing. The Washington Post fact-checked the story of baby formula being sent to our southern border to help illegals, but American citizens can't find baby formula on the shelves. You talk about being an upside down world. I want you to hear what Representative Kat Kamik, Congresswoman from Florida. Kat Kamik was contacted by a Border Patrol agent who could not believe what he was witnessing. Here we have a baby formula shortage in the United States of America, but the Biden administration is making sure that there's baby formula being sent to border detention facilities along our southern border. Here's Representative Kamik from Florida.
Of the empty shelves Biden movement and the fact that they are sending pallets of baby formula to the border. Meanwhile, in our own district at home, we cannot find baby formula. This is a picture from a Target. Oh, it's upside down. Sorry. Okay. We literally are struggling to find baby formula around the country. Moms are struggling going from store to store to store, and then the stores are actually capping the amount of baby formula that they will sell them. But, and this got sent to me by a Border Patrol agent this morning and said, this is disgusting. You will not believe this. They're receiving pallets and more pallets of baby formula at the border. This was taken at Ursula processing facility where thousands are being housed and processed and then released subsequently into the United States. So think about this. This is what America last looks like. This is 100% what it looks like. And in response, Congress, we actually, before I even got these photos, we were working with our colleagues on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and ranking member Kathy McMorris Rogers, who is doing a bang up job, she put together a letter that they're finalizing right now, going to the White House, going to the administration, demanding answers. And it is hands down one of the most frustrating experiences. So while Congress is trying to basically figure out what all is happening, sorry, I'm getting ready to go to a meeting. So I'm walking out of the office right now. They're sending pallets of baby formula to the border. And if that
now,
doesn't infuriate
let that sink in. They're sending pallets of baby formula to the border, and American moms can't get baby formula. Listen to this. The Washington Post decided to fact check what Congresswoman Kat Kamick just reported. The Washington Post has defended the Biden administration and calls anybody's concern about this issue faux outrage. It's fake. It's not right. It's not real. Glenn Kessler at the Washington Post writes, "This is a ridiculous faux outrage. The shortage of baby formula is a serious issue that the administration is seeking to address. But at the same time, the administration cannot be faulted for following the law." He cited the 1997 Flores settlement, which spells out how border facilities are supposed to meet the basic needs of detained illegal immigrant minors, including providing age-appropriate food or drink. Kessler said, "Anyone who suggests this is the result of specific Biden policies, i.e. his reckless out-of-touch priorities, earns four Pinocchios." So the Washington Post doesn't argue the merits of what Representative Kamick says is happening. They just say they're having to fulfill the 1997 Flores settlement, as if the Flores settlement could be taken in context with a current baby formula shortage. But that's what the Washington Post does. And thankfully, people are calling out the Washington Post for the rag that it is. This is a mindless, mind-numbing rag. I'm just going to ask you, as an ordinary American, does it seem normal to you that we have a baby formula shortage in our grocery store shelves, in our pharmaceutical shelves, in our drugstores? We can't get them at Target for women who desperately need baby formula, but illegals are receiving pallets of baby formula? Does that seem normal to you in any way, shape, or form? Our number is 800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Thank you so much for tuning in. We had our first night, our first performance with an audience last night. If a funny thing happens on the way to the forum, my voice is a little strained. Well, I've been singing and acting and dealing with a lot of stuff behind the scenes as well. We had a personal drama last night involving the company, and it was tough. Tough night. A lot of grief, a lot of crying, but a lot of, it's bittersweet. A lot of joy, too, in finally bringing this show we've worked so hard to fruition. We're going to post some pictures that some of my friends took last night of the show. Yuri's got them, and we're going to post them. If you're watching the show today on SalemNewsChannel.com, you can see some of the show in action. Coming up, Dinesh D'Souza explains why Fox News is boycotting his movie, 2,000 Mules. And I want you to hear my conversation with the March, real important movie that you must know about, you must hear about, you've got to be aware of, Fighting for the Sanctity of Life. It's all on the table, and it's all part of a very busy, action-packed episode. We're glad you're here. My number if you want to join us. And tell me if you think it's faux outrage. Should Americans justifiably be angry that illegal immigrant moms are getting baby formula, but American citizen moms are not? Is that faux outrage? 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Daintily collecting bits of paper and strings, appealing in...
From the list of things in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum that you probably couldn't put on a stage in a modern production, everybody ought to have a maid.
Yeah, it's a little misogynistic.
Just one of the 512 magnificent moments last night. It's not like there was suspense. It's not like, oh, I'm really surprised Mike was this good, or, oh, shocker, the play was awesome. But you were so good, and everybody surrounding you was so talented. So just thank you. And everybody's going to thank us for sending in the Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Can I tell you the drama you created?
Me? What did I do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what did you do? You threw a hand grenade into the tent because you have a bunch of fans in the cast. And I you know, in theater, not everybody is like-minded, okay?
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
This is the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Right.
And I'm sure this ain't exactly New York City in terms of the makeup of people who bring up a professional theater like Lyric Stage.
Mm-hmm.
You have lots of Mark Davis fans.
Well, that's so cool.
So the whole conversation was, is Mark coming tonight? Is Mark going to be
right here?
And I said, so I say during warm-ups where we all have to go out on stage and we do our mic check and everything,
mm-hmm.
Mike and Lisa, his beautiful wife,
Mark and Lisa,
are going to be are going to be right up there in that box.
That's
see
right.
That box?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be right up in that box.
Right.
Well, you weren't in the box.
Did Stephen take me to a place? Imagine you standing on stage. Where did you point?
The John Wilkes Booth box.
This is
the box, the Abraham Lincoln box.
Right, with the bunting where I would jump off yell Sic Semper Tyrannis, et cetera.
It's the right. You get your ankle caught in the bunting and break your leg as you jump
right
off the stage.
Right off on a horse.
You could jump off that box. Now, I guess Stephen, who I'm going to talk about in just a moment, took you somewhere else. I don't know where you went. Where the heck were you last night?
Okay, first of all, you saw the pictures I sent you that we took of
you. I thought you were from the box.
Well, those pictures were taken from where we were, which is, I got to get this straight, stage left and stage right are from the perspective of the performer, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
right.
So I was in the box in the box above stage right. So
no, you weren't.
Of course I was.
No, you weren't. No, you want to bet? There are two boxes to the box to the right, to stage right.
Okay,
there
you know
are
what?
Two.
Right. Okay, terminology. Maybe that's it. Because by box, do you mean the one that hangs above, like stage left? Where what's the old guy who with the we've
Senex? That's right.
Right. So
on the opposite side,
right,
on
so,
your side.
Right. 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 So no. So correct. That's not where I was. I was up on what I guess would have been the very lip of the mezzanine. Yes, exactly. Right.
So everybody's backstage at intermission. Did they leave? I said, yeah. I think he got disgusted and he stormed out. He must
you
have
better,
hated the show.
You better stop it. You better inform them otherwise. And in fact, how many of these folks are either A, really local, or kind of touring folks who might be in any one of a number of cities?
I'm the only one who isn't local. They're all local. Most of them are like, some of them are actors all the time. They go from Water Tower to, you know, all the Casa Manana. They go to all these different theaters. And that's what they do. This is what they do. I mean, this is a professional gig. So all of us, you know, got paid, which is why support for Lyric Stage is so crucial, because they were, you know, absolutely upended by the pandemic like every theater was. And this is a very special place. These are all local folks. Many of them are business executives. You know, Senex is a kind of in a financial planner world, and all these different people have. James is Raymond James. He plays the old man. He's not an old man, but erroneous second time around.
So a la Tim Conway's old man when he just shuffles along. He's been given the instruction to go seven times around the seven hills of Rome just to create time so they could pull off this caper. Just
the young kids are TCU students, the a lot of the courtesans and the dancing folks. I mean, it's just a great, great combination of people. And for people were so sweet last night. There were people, because we have shared the stage door magic trick, if you want to come by the stage door afterwards, come on by and say hi. And there were a number of listeners, big Mark Davis fans, who were waiting at the stage door afterwards last night. And I was so excited to say hi to people. My friends, Phil and Jackie, came. They sent a big fruit basket. But you and Lisa being there, such a glorious night. And everybody, but I'm not kidding you. Everybody,
well, let me share. Well, you better set them straight on that immediately, that I was just maybe one, you know, tier up from where they were looking. And let me throw.
Well, see, Steven doesn't like the boxes. Yeah. He told me that. Now, see, I love the boxes.
Right.
For some reason, he thinks they're too far off to the side and you don't have a good angle.
Well, we this were show, happy. I loved it. It was awesome.
Well, no, where you were was perfect. I mean, you had a great. But again, you weren't where you were supposed to be, so I was convinced you stormed out.
I go where people tell me to go. But two things. First of all, when it was over, just for time and this and that and thus and such, we had to kind of scoot out, and we did. But we were on at the front of the building, ran into very good friends of mine and yours. You will remember, especially when I come bring you a picture we're going to sign for them, Chad and Lisa Miller, who ran into us at Crossroads Diner. And we took the big selfie probably six years ago.
I remember them.
So I've got that showing up. So I ran in, and they had just come from the stage door, and they said to the surprise of no one, that you popped out and showed such graciousness. And you were just so thrilled. And so just a couple of quick things. So this production is so, so magnificent. And so Senex, his shrewish, loud wife is Domina, right?
Right, Domina, yes.
Domina.
Bryn is wonderful.
Bryn Huffman. And I don't know if she brought this or it was just the idea, because it's, you know, it's ancient Greece and everybody's kind of speaking in this ancient Greek way. But she comes across almost like a really loud, large mini Pearl. I've bend over backwards to please you. It's just fantastic. So good. The young man who is the male romantic lead,
Ryan
Friedman, plays Hero. What a wonderful voice on him. But listen, with the stipulation that everybody is great, and with a stipulation of how much I love you, can I just throw some love? What is Joey's last name?
Castorina.
Joey Castorina. So, yeah. He is Hysterium, the chief slave.
Yeah, and my sidekick.
He is a revelation. Wonderful.
It's hard to be on stage with him, because you want to crack up, and I gotta stay in character, obviously. And he pulls stuff out of his hat, and I just start losing it. I'm thinking, don't laugh. You're in character.
Just
you're suitless.
Remarkable.
He's picture a young Paul Lynde.
Yep.
Meets, I don't know who.
Buddy Hackett.
Funny. Buddy Hackett.
I don't know.
He's a riot. And he's but here's what's fun, is it's a wonderful group of people. And we shared something last night. I'm not going to get into it, but a very, very tough personal thing that happened last night with somebody in the company. And so we're all actually grieving and a lot of reeling going on. And this is, which brings a company like this together. We are all different kinds of people. I know a lot of the folks don't agree with my ideology or my politics. It doesn't matter. We all get together and we're producing something and performing something that is a unifier. And I just want to say a quick thank you. And then we're going to move on to headlines. And Mark, you being there with Lisa, I know how hard it is for you to be out that late on a weeknight. You get up at the crack of dawn to do your show. My dear friend Tom Tradup and his wife Lori. Tom is facing hip surgery in a week or two. He is in excruciating pain. He's in a walker, and yet he would not miss the show. He was there with Lori. They took pictures from their seats, and they were so sweet. I am so blessed to be surrounded by such quality people. And Mark, your friendship means so much to me, and your support. And I know the audience, a lot of people don't care about theater, and they don't, you know, they're like, oh, come on. Thank you for letting us talk about this gem of a place in North Texas. And Stephen Jones, Dr. Stephen Jones, who founded this theater a couple of decades ago, he has contributed so much to this community, not only with Lyric Stage that he founded. He was a great member of the Irving School Board. He loves his community. He is so grateful for the benefactors and the supporters. And he is my dear friend. And I, without him, you know, this was a conversation he and I had a couple of years ago. And it just, this has been just a joy. It's been a delightful ride. And thank you, thank you, thank you,
you bet.
Stephen
and I was
Jones.
So grateful to see Mark him. And look, and let's get everybody out to lyricstage.org to get tickets for Forum over the weekend. And within in a few weeks, they're going to turn around and do Cabaret. So, yep, just can't wait. And so,
one of the couples last night said, we saw you a few years ago in Guys and Dolls,
yep.
And now, Mike, we never miss a Lyric Stage
Boom.
Show.
See, there
people don't know how the work they do. It's absolutely comparable to the best you'll see in New York. They are such talented people, and the creative team is so good. So, lyricstage.org tonight. Two shows tomorrow. We have a two-doche on Saturday, and then a final show on Sunday.
Excellent.
And then I'm out of here, back to Florida.
That's
right. I'll go back to being normal again.
So as you gather tonight for the Friday night crowd, as everybody gathers, as I'm sure they will, and looks to you, Mike, the oracle for wisdom and various other things, just say, hey, guys, last night, the Davises were there, just in a slightly different place, and they just think that all of you were simply one of the greatest things they've ever seen.
Make sure they know.
I've made it clear on social media, so just make sure that Bryn Ryan and Joey and everybody.
Steven took you backstage, or took you to your seats, and he was texting me, and it was in my dressing room before the show to tell me you were here, so I knew you were there. I just thought you stormed out. All right.
I'd had my fill.
Listen, let's talk for a little moment here about the numbers that Tucker read last night. How many billions of dollars they're trying to fast track into Ukraine, and how much more that is than any spending domestically.
Right.
How much more? I mean, I'm going to find the clip. I'm going to have Derek pull it. I mean, he compared it to what we're not spending at the border.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, he compared it to what we're not spending getting anxious mothers the baby formula they need.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, yesterday we happened to interview Senator Rand Paul, and he's the guy that put the brakes on it and said, hold on here, Skippy.
Yep.
You're sending billions and billions to Ukraine when our country is burning, our country is in trouble. The lack of clarity here, Mark, is stunning. When Psaki says, went to the question, what are women supposed to do? You know, baby formula, this is not a luxury.
Nope.
You know, babies don't eat meat and potatoes. You know, some of these babies need this formula. They have allergic reactions if they don't get the right formula. Oh, call your doctor. It's like two aspirin. Take two aspirin. Call in the morning. That's what Psaki said.
Timing smiled on me enormously because I've had this idea rattling around in my head for a few days, and it's on Newsweek this very morning along the right hand margin where the columns are, because I say welcome to the spring and summer of Ukraine fatigue, and by that I mean we're all rooting for the Ukrainians. Yay Ukraine! Yay Zelensky! We want the evil Putin driven from that acreage, but the how many billions? And it's great that no troops are dying. Yay! We love that. Too. How much money, what kind of fire hose of American taxpayer money is going to pour into this, and how much accountability will there be? So,
I know. And then I also will pull the curtain back because, as I told you, I've been astounded here in our offices to watch the thousands and thousands and thousands of copies of 2000 Mules. Dinesh D'Souza's movie being sent out.
You can't walk through our lobby. There was a period a couple of days ago where it was like a mountain of FedEx packages all outgoing because we are like the nexus. We were like the warehouse for the packaging of people who have bought the DVD.
Well, there's a great backstory here, and I saw Dinesh D'Souza and his wife online share the backstory. You know, Fox News won't touch this movie. Fox News will not touch it. Tucker Carlson interviewed Katherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote last week.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about except the movie. She was apparently not allowed to mention movie.
Are they scared? Okay. Are they scared of getting sued? Are they scared of, like, because remember, for every news organization just would not say, Dominion, the company with the voting machines, and we were all steeped in all kinds of conspiratorial stuff like that. And Dominion got very litigious.
What's litigious about showing video surveillance? They're trying to fact check what the interpretation is. That's fine. I mean, Dinesh welcomes the conversation.
That's fine.
But, well, I've got a piece of video of Dinesh and his wife sharing the backstory about why Tucker Carlson and his team instructed Katherine Engelbrecht, right. Not to mention the movie 2,000 Mules. Newsmax won't touch it either. Newsmax and Fox News are apparently terrified to even talk about this movie. Now, do you know that we found out yesterday it's already done over $10 million?
Sweet. This is the biggest political documentary in a long time.
And if it keeps going, it's going to be the biggest political documentary ever. And I went yesterday I had to go to the mail place by my hotel, and the guy behind the counter, he was, I know who you are, and we were talking about the radio show. He said, Mike, have you heard about 2,000 Mules? I said, heard about it. I can't stop talking about
it.
I'm tripping over the DVDs in the halls. I can't get to the studio.
Only two things occur to me. Either they're afraid of getting sued or afraid of getting subpoenaed by that stupid January 6th committee. I don't know.
It's the weirdest thing, but all I know is SalemNow.com if you want to see it. Good weekend show. And bring skeptics along. Let skeptics see it. Dinesh welcomes that.
Of course.
A lot of my colleagues were there. In fact, one of the people last night at the stage door said, Mike, I saw 2,000 Mules. Why weren't you in it? I could not get out to California because of my commitment to this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was here to do the show, and it was a timing thing and a scheduling thing, but Dennis Prager is in it, and Sebastian Gorka,
Charlie Kirk,
Eric Metaxas. So SalemNow.com if you want to check this out, and I will share the backstory. I also want to have Ben Shapiro. He's got some great analysis about the movie as well. He's a little skeptical in some parts of it, but that's fine. We're going to air a lot of what the great Ben Shapiro had to say too today. So we got a busy day.
All right, my friend, listen, it starts with this talk show. So do grab yourself a nap, and just for tonight's crowd and just everybody, just you can walk up. I'm sure if it's a last-minute thing if you want, but tickets at lyricstage.org. I'd say it even if I didn't love him. I'd say it even if he wasn't my friend for life. This is such a wonderful show, and Mike and everybody in that with him, they are just so damn good. And so
get on
out there for a wonderful
You're so wonderful. Kind.
So listen, have a wonderful weekend.
Don't get between me and the hotel bed for the Friday afternoon nap.
He's doing two things, singing songs and taking naps.
There better not be any fire alarm. Nothing. They better hold off on cutting the grass.
So which of the palatial compounds will you be joining us from on Monday? Are you back in?
I'm back here Monday and then flying out because we've got a Sunday afternoon show.
Course,
there weren't any direct flights. So I'm Monday morning here and then back to Tampa. And I'll be in Tampa next week. And then I think New York the following week and then Los Angeles after that. And
he's a man on the move and we love
there
it.
We go.
I'm Robin Lynch.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Thank you again, Mark, for being there.
It was my great joy. Mike, yeah, you want joy? Joy on a stage. Mike and that incredible cast, lyricstage.org for tickets. Mark Davis, 6:60 a.m. The Answer, 7:54.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.